Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. New filings in an ACLU lawsuit say that bystanders in Memphis are fighting for their First Amendment rights to document the Memphis Safe Task Force. WPLN's Emily West reports.
In a federal court filing, Hunter Dempster says he's been observing immigration and law enforcement for a decade. That only continued when the task force came to his hometown. Dempster says that federal agents followed him as he left scenes, watched his house, and pulled him over twice for a taillight that wasn't actually broken. When he went to contest the tickets, he found they were never entered into the court system. Jessica Choder also faced intense scrutiny. She says law enforcement tackled and arrested her while she was filming them from across the street. She was held in the Shelby County Detention Center for more than 24 hours. For much of that time, she didn't have access to a working toilet. She was charged with resisting official detention, but that charge was dropped. These accounts were part of a preliminary injunction in the ongoing case. It's not clear when a judge will issue a ruling. Emily West, WPLN News.
A lawsuit against the giant freight railroad company, CSX Transportation, is set to go to trial in August. A jury could determine its role in the deaths of Waverly flood victims in 2021. The plaintiffs allege that a debris-filled culvert owned by CSX acted like a dam, creating a large pool. When the bridge and culvert gave way, they say, it formed a, quote, deadly tidal wave that hit the heart of the small town. An attorney for the plaintiffs tells the Tennessean the culvert was not maintained appropriately. They want the company to take responsibility. CSX declined to comment, but in legal filings, the company has denied liability for the deaths. The company's attorneys wrote that the flood was tragic, but they say there is no evidence that CSX played a role in the disaster. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.